If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There we go.
There we go, baby.
There we go. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. It's a happy hour Friday. It's also Funk Friday.
Yeah, man. Hey, I think we done took the happy hour as far as we can, man.
Okay. Yeah, people don't even send us pictures of their alcohol
I think
anymore.
As long as possible. So I'm just sitting there vibing out last night, Andy, and I was like, man, some funk came. I was like, you know what, man? Let's just call it Funky Friday. Funky Friday.
Yeah, Funk Friday from now on.
You know how I texted y'all because Abe would have been like, well, I got to get approval.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know, guys.
Let me
get some approval.
You're right about that. Yeah. I will say, though, I'm going to be careful because my mom texted me again at the end of the show yesterday.
What'd I do?
She said we're just being mean to him.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Come on, man. Come on, Ma.
You can argue with her if you want.
She got on me. And so I brought it back.
So we scaled it back.
We scaled it back because Mom got on us.
And I think we scaled it all the way back forward the other direction. We scaled it back for a while and got tired of it. Yeah. And then went,
okay.
She's all like, right. You guys have really given Abe a hard time.
All right. And I was all, like, right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Fair enough.
All right. All right. My mom said the same thing.
And he's not even here today.
Yeah,
he's not even here today.
Same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we're figuring out.
Our mom's protected.
Great, great, beautiful, beautiful Friday. Getting ready for the long weekend. Hopefully, if you're on the road, listen to us. Y'all be safe. Be patient.
Yeah.
If you're going to the airport, be patient and have your real ID because they talking about them folks without the real ID is holding everything up.
Oh.
I had no clue what the real ID was.
I don't even know what that is either.
You got to have a star on your license.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, so that's what they holding stuff up without the real ID and all that stuff. And no matter what.
Oh, I have it. Like the little black star?
Yep, there you go.
Okay.
How
do you get that?
I don't know.
Huh.
It was on
it's
my
all state issued or government issued IDs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like so people are trying to go through TSA with like a school ID and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They don't really go for that.
No.
They like the official ones.
Yes.
I have been with somebody one time who tried, because you have to have, if you have that, you have to have two forms, right? So we had like a school issue and like a gym card. And it was like, I don't think that's going to work, man. I don't think they're going to go for that. And they didn't. And they had to get like a birth certificate or something.
At the airport?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a long time ago. We were just talking about this. It was a school thing. It was a long time ago. So maybe the rules were slightly different back then. Anyway, maybe if you're traveling today and traffic's bad and you don't like it, just turn around because there's a reason to go to the Braves game tonight.
Yeah, man.
There's legitimately, and they lost last night. Wasn't good.
Hey,
lost both games in Washington.
He lived up to his name, didn't he?
Not great.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, yeah. Bummer was a bit of a bummer.
Bummer.
AJ Smith-Shaver, he's a rookie, so he's going to have games like that. Oh. It wasn't all going to be one ERAs forever. And he got some bad luck, but also threw some bad pitches.
Yes.
But here, no one, whatever. It is what it is. Ronald Acuna is coming back.
Yes.
Tonight. That's what matters most.
Yes.
We've been looking forward to this for almost 50 games. He's going to... By all accounts, I know they activated him. By all accounts, will be in the lineup tonight for the Atlanta Braves as they take on the San Diego Padres which is a beautiful,
him
beautiful
coming
thing.
Back and them dudes coming in.
Yeah.
Because San Diego got some studs.
Yeah, now they're playing like crap, which is nice.
Studs. But they got some studs.
I think they've lost like six or seven in a row.
Oh, yeah. They got some studs that could turn the thing around. But, yeah, man, and when I saw the news, first you saw the news where he scratched out of the lineup. Like, oh, That's funny.
Yeah, they've lost six in a row.
Yeah,
love it.
That's funny.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, Ronnie's scratched from the lineup. Oh, okay. Hmm. Oh, Ronnie's coming back on Friday. I was like, damn, what's today, Wednesday? I was like, oh, he in Louisville going to get here on tomorrow, which was yesterday, and he going to play a baseball game? I'm like, hell yeah. Like, he probably was already en route after the game on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, I think they had him. I think he was early in the lineup, right? Okay. In order to scratch him from the lineup, you got to be in the lineup, right? So he was in the lineup yesterday, and then they scratched him as it got closer to game time.
And like, so all right, you can come on.
Louisville's not far.
No, it's not. Mike Bell's probably on the way right now.
Yeah.
He said they weren't going to Louisville this year.
Easy trip.
But yeah, man, it's an exciting because we know what kind of player he is. The expectations, it's gonna it's gonna be rusty a little bit. I mean, but he's that talented of a ball player. That when he gets in his groove, that's where the excitement comes. I'm pretty sure if he's coming up to start, he's playing.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that we were talking about the whole, he got to put nine innings together and all that. That's out the window.
Yeah, no, look. Yeah, I think we talked about this earlier this week. Like, there's some guys that it's not even, doesn't even really feel valuable to be hitting against minor league pitching.
Right.
Like, Ronald Acuna doesn't need to see minor league pitching.
Right.
His approach is fine.
His bat is fine.
Now, again, that doesn't mean he's going to come up here and bat 400 for the first 2 weeks like he did on his rehab start. But really what it is he's just got to get more comfortable in the outfield. There's no difference between playing in right field in Gwinnett and playing in right field here.
I agree.
Like, so he's just got to get those reps and might as well get him up here, especially if the bat looks like that.
Yes.
Because even a rusty whatever percent you want to call it, Ronald Acuna, is day in, day out better than what you're normally going to be getting from what you have in right field. No offense. Eli White's done a great job.
Yes.
He's done a phenomenal job through 50 games filling in for Ronald Acuna.
Except yesterday.
What was it yesterday? It was 0-for-5 yesterday with 2 strikeouts. Yeah. It was about time for him. You know what I mean? Like he was going to turn back into a pumpkin at some point.
Yeah.
So good thing Ronald Acuna is ready to come back now. But yeah, look, that's what it is. He can work his way back into as close to 100%
right.
Ronald Acuna
right.
as possible while also helping the big league club. He doesn't need to do it down there anymore.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Come up here and do it.
Does that have the trickle effect? I saw a lot of this when Ronnie and Ozzy are together and everything like that. Does that have the trickle effect to Ozzy? I don't know. I hope so.
I
hope so.
There's enough games now. There's enough data now to where, like, we kind of had fun with that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's real.
Yeah.
When they're both in the lineup, they both play better.
Yes.
When one of them's hurt, the other one doesn't play as well.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
They're Siamese twins.
I don't know what it is.
They're Siamese twins.
It would be great if they were more independent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you could just do your own thing.
Right.
But yeah, no, they're both better when they're together. So, yeah, Ozzie Albies is not off to a great start this year. He's batting .226. He's been a little bit better lately, but still hasn't been great. Maybe the return of Ronald Acuna helps him too.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
Seems a little far-fetched, but let's hope so.
Let's hope so, man. But, it's going to be really fun to see him in the lineup. It's going to be great to see Chris Sale go today because he was amazing last time we saw him. It is all about, it's a Friday night. I mean, the weather's going to be perfect tonight. We just talked about San Diego. They're a very talented team. They got, superstars on their squad also. They're a little slide right now. And for some reason, the Braves are the best team to play against when you're sliding. Ask the Nationals.
The Pirates.
Or the Pirates.
Yeah,
or
fired their manager.
Or the
or even the Rockies.
The Rockies.
Got
yeah,
the one against
yeah,
them.
Yeah, when you need a win streak, broke. Going to get the get-right team, Braves.
Did you just say the Nationals?
I did.
You did, yeah.
Started. But, and so we're comfortably under 500 again. Uncomfortably. Under 500 again,
mm-hmm.
And hopefully this homestand gets you back because you're gonna get the guy who we look at as the lightning rod, spark plug, whatever you want to call it for this team.
Yeah, here's the thing now because as much as this hasn't been an excuse, there has been that like sidebar of okay, when they're full, when they're complete,
right?
When you get Strider and Acuna back, well now they're back,
yep.
Right? Like Acuna's gonna be back tonight. Strider's made a couple starts, obviously had the one since the early one, and then he was on the aisle again, and then he's back. So I mean, now they're back. So if you go up to Washington and drop two, or if you have some bad teams come in and beat you 2 out of 3, or just kind of don't play up to your standard for a prolonged period of time, there isn't really any of that anymore.
No.
I don't know if it was an excuse because it was true that two of your best players weren't available, But now your guys are back. Yep. Like, your team is complete, and, you know, you win tonight, you're back to 500. You'd like to be better than 25 and 25 through 50 games.
Right.
Could be worse, obviously, given the way that it started. But now there's no more, like, I guess the next one will be, well, when they get right, you know. They're just back now, and they're rusty. But it's like, all right, at some point, it's kind of got to get going.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, at some point, like, at some point, it's like, maybe y'all just stink.
Yeah, and they don't stink, but like maybe they're just not that great.
Yeah, maybe just an average yeah. baseball team.
No, and hopefully Ronald Acuna being back in the lineup will change some of the fortunes of that. But yeah, like, I still
Matt
look
Olson,
at this.
If Matt Olson can keep bringing that back.
Yeah, it's been nice to see Olson looking like Olson lately. But still, like, up and down the lineup, there's just been very few stretches of play where it's like, all right, that's the Braves offense that we had gotten used to over the last handful of years. Look, last year it wasn't like that either. Like, last year was a slog. It was really frustrating, and a lot of it had to do with injuries. But, like, you know, at a certain point, when all the spark plugs have been sparked and all the whatever's coming down the roads come, and you're still not playing great,
maybe
the lineup's just not that good. you know? I hope that's not it. I hope that's not what it is. I hope the lineup actually is really good. It just falls into place when you put the best guy back on top of it. But that starts tonight.
Maybe it's your ass.
I think it is with some of these guys. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there are guys in the lineup that are just kind of going to be what they are. Like, Eli White obviously came back to earth. Nick Allen is what he is. For whatever reason, Ozzie appears to be that right now. And, you know, with guys like Ozzie, hopefully he just starts playing better into the back of the baseball card that you've seen from him. But some of these guys just aren't that, you know? Like, Nick Allen's not going to be better. Nick Allen.
He is who he is.
You know?
He is who he is.
Like, Alex Verdugo kind of had his hot streak, you know? Yeah. Like, he's not going to do that again. Yeah. You're not going to have that.
All right, now tell me about this young shortstop for Washington. He's a little up and down and iffy in the field, Andy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it would be fair to say he's not very good in the field.
Yeah.
CJ Abrams is not he's not consistent defensively.
Yeah. He's still young.
Yes, he's young.
He's still young. But yeah,
he's a little below average.
He's below average.
Yeah.
Defensively.
Not very good. He's just a little below average.
Below average.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah, so what's your point? You don't want him?
Yeah,
I want him.
I didn't say I didn't want him.
Okay.
I was just trying
to clarify.
Yeah.
The only thing that's frustrating is, like, my grand scheme of trading for him and then Wash coming back. Damn Angels have won 7 games in a row.
Yeah.
So he's going to keep being employed by them. I want Wash back here, man, because I don't know what Tui's doing over there.
Mm. Hey, man.
I don't know what Tui's doing at third base.
Let it ride.
I don't know, man. I think you got to be alone. I'm all for aggressive, but that was reckless. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Funk Friday. Happy Hour's dead. Funk lives on Fridays. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Matt Olson sends this deep down the right field line and into the bullpen. And that is how Atlanta grabs the lead in the first inning. Make it four home runs in the last five games for Matty O. Matt Olson turning things around, and now here's Ozuna. Ozuna's thinking back to back. There she goes. A big fly for the Big Bird. 2-0 Atlanta.
Way to go.
Yeah, started out great, and with Smith Shaver on the mound, as good as he's been,
yeah, man.
Just turned the game off right there, and you don't have to pay attention to anything that happened after that.
No.
The fact that Smith Shaver gave up seven earned runs and didn't make it out of the fourth, and Aaron Bummer didn't do any help to him when he came in, and Braves lost the game 8-7 to the Nationals, so they kind of got swept.
Yeah.
Although, if they win the one half of the doubleheader on September 16th, then it's not a sweep,
yeah.
Right? I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, not a great trip to Washington for the Atlanta Braves, except for they come home and Ronald Acuna is going to join the team when they play baseball tonight, which is really, you know, losing the Nationals twice sucks, but there's a lot of games. Ronald Acuna coming back is the most important thing.
I think I would be – no, I know. I know I would be real, real irritated if he wasn't coming back. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah. That just, right, if we didn't get that news yesterday.
If we didn't get that news yesterday.
And we just had to talk about the Braves going up to Washington and laying
and
an egg.
And talk about, you know, the relief pitchers finally living up to their names. Bummer. What's the other guy's name?
Blewett. He didn't pitch last night, but yeah, he didn't pitch yesterday.
Yeah, he pitched, but yeah, it's about time. It seemed like it's almost his time, too.
Yeah.
To blew it, or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it was great news to get the confirmation that we've been waiting on. They said May, Andy.
It's going to be May.
What is it, 23rd?
Yeah.
That's 23rd of May.
That's almost.
That's huge. Huge.
That's almost mid-May.
I know.
You know, it's not even late May, really. You know?
What's late May, 27, 28?
Yeah, I don't know. What is, like, when do you consider it late 30s, late 40s, mid kind of thing? Like,
I
how do you do that?
Late is after 35, right?
Really? So 36 is late 30s?
I'd say after, like, 7 or 8.
I would say, like, 38's late 30s.
34, 35, 36 is mid.
Mid. Okay. Yeah, mid-30s.
Whatever you want to
So just, it's mid-May.
All right.
He's back by mid-May.
Whatever you need to tell yourself to tell yourself.
Here's the most important part. Between now and late May or early June, there's like a week's worth of games.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a week's worth of games with Ronald Acuna that you might not have had him.
Correct.
And hopefully you win a lot of those games.
Let's just hope so, man. Yeah. Let's hope so. We're uncomfortably below 500 and see if they can find a way to get 2-5. Over 5, and then comfortably over 500. And then we'll go from there. But right now, yeah, the big news is that he is coming back today. And assuming that he's back, he's full tilt, full go.
Yeah, there's no reason to bring him back and not. Bring him back, hits leadoff, plays right field, until otherwise
necessary. You know, I know the biggest thing that they were talking about was after the games and reporting them how he felt and everything. Like, what are you going to say? Yeah, it's a little sore. It's a little sore there, Alex. Hell no, this dude want to play.
Feels perfect.
Yeah, this dude wants to play.
Better than AAA.
Yeah, this dude
What's
wants
better?
To play.
Oh, big leagues. Feels big league ready.
Yeah, man, this dude want to play baseball, man. So let him go play with and let him go do what he does and loves, and we'll figure it out from there. Now, because of the fact is that he's coming back, he's going to be a little rusty, but I don't know how rusty. How many? I wish I had that number of how many games did he play with the first injury? How long was he before he came back after that one? Was it about the same time? No, it had to be.
That again?
When he got hurt last time.
Yeah.
How long was he out?
A year.
10 months.
Yeah. He was out. He was out the beginning of the next season.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but I'm saying how long into it? You remember?
Oh, I can look it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was like the first, you know, chunk of the season.
Okay, that's what I'm
And then he never looked like himself.
Yeah.
That was the year.
I was curious about how long. I know he didn't start the season after the first injury.
Right.
But I was wondering how long it took him to get back after that one.
Okay.
And that's why I couldn't remember. But
well, let me look this up.
Yeah, but
have him
in, and hopefully this just, you know, because we were
That year he played 120 games.
Okay, so he missed. About the same amount of games.
So he missed about the same amount of games.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a few less.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
But
he batted 266 that year when he came back. Mm-hmm.
And you just saw it.
And just wasn't himself.
Yeah, you saw the frustration and everything, him working his way back. And, you know, and I won't be surprised if it looks like it again.
I won't either, but I'll tell you this.
I don't want it to.
I don't either, but yeah. I'll tell you this. 266 with a 351 on-base percentage.
Where's that at here?
And a 413 slugging.
Where's that at on
this
team?
Is a hell of a lot better than who's batting leadoff right now. Okay?
I was like, where's that at on
and
this
it's
team?
A hell of a lot better than, well, it's actually kind of similar to what Eli White's doing, but that's
but
fine.
But he ain't Eli White.
Eli White's not going to do that for the whole
Eli
season.
White ain't no, Eli White ain't got no MVP.
That's definitely
trophy.
Fake Eli White.
That's fake Eli White.
Yeah.
But it's better than what Alex Verdugo's doing.
100%. Yeah. But they need to be in a platoon batting like seventh.
Yeah, you're right.
For the left field platoon.
Exactly. Yeah. When Verdugo faces pitching that he's going to match up better against, his numbers are going to be better.
Right.
When Eli White faces only pitching that he matches up better against, his numbers are going to be better. And so you can platoon those guys. And I don't know what's going on with Kelnick. I mean, Kelnick's kind of still down there. Maybe you'll see him again. Maybe you won't.
He had a rope last night, man.
Did he?
But yeah. But, I mean, them losing yesterday, it sucked because of the bullpen, something that we talked about. And, you know, we love the – that's what we love about why she was sending them. But, like, the thing about it is, like, when Austin Riley's running, he can't see where that ball is.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, that's the –
yeah. That's
the job of the third base
That's
coach.
His job.
Yeah.
It wasn't close. Like, Austin Riley made it look close because of what he tried to do as far as slide in.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even close.
No.
It wasn't.
No, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And it wasn't – it's not the first time this year that one's been like that. There was one last weekend where
– would he be technically called a rookie?
Who?
Tui.
Well, I think he was the third base coach last year.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to find something. I'm just – because it was like he sent – who did he send at one time – and it was just slow as hell. And, like, the catcher just, like, held the ball and looked at him like, come on.
Yeah.
Verdugo.
Was it Verdugo?
It was Verdugo on Saturday.
Okay, like, come on.
So this Saturday and then Thursday.
Yeah, man.
Giving him that major league treatment.
Yeah, come on.
You know? there's a difference between aggressive and then just, like, guessing.
Yes.
And it feels like he's kind of guessing.
Like, Austin Riley can move. He can move, but he ain't that fast.
No.
You know, Austin Riley can run.
Sure.
Yeah, Austin Riley can run.
But, like, he's not scoring on a – like a hard hit double from first base.
No, he's not.
You know, like that's like, I don't even know in this lineup, like there's some guys that could do that, but Austin Riley's not one of them. No. Like I wouldn't even, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't.
Not to mention that, like there's one out and Marcelo Zuna's on deck.
Yes.
Like you got, you know,
let him go.
It's not like this is your only chance to try to score that run. And obviously they throw him out. Inning ends. They score they go into extras, but they score in the 10th and, rest is history, man. I don't know.
I turned it off after that.
I don't know. I
was really got thrown out. I was like, ain't about watching this jank.
Nitpicking third base coaches is my favorite thing in the world to do, but that was egregious.
Come on,
so
man.
Hopefully he tightens it up a little bit. All right, let's hear a bit from the basketball game last night. This, I don't know. Hopefully home court helps Minnesota because it's been tough the first two.
Shea doubles, slashes right away from it, jump stops, leans in, and lays it in with a right-hand burrowing bucket. 114-99 Thunder, a big 5 in succession by the Thunder 2 All-Stars.
Yeah, man. Shea Gilgeous gets his MVP trophy last night and then goes on to score 38 points. And Minnesota's in big trouble.
Yeah, they are.
They are in big trouble.
The one thing that happened last night, Ant-Man was going, Julius Randle stunk.
They benched him.
He stunk. And
they benched him.
I'm telling you, Andy, the defense that OKC plays, man, they are a bunch of damn wild dogs on the defensive side. And then you got we'll probably have some time to talk about it because I was one day – we go back to that conversation we were talking about basketball as far as how you build the roster and everything like that. We'll go back there later.
Oh, but, yeah. Did you see that tweet?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So I want to get back to that,
so we'll
too.
Talk about that later. But
how the final four rosters were constructed?
Yes.
Yeah.
But we'll figure out that – I'm sorry. Minnesota's got to figure out how the other guys, when the guys we talked about when they played against the Lakers, if they shoot like this, they're going to win a damn championship. Naz Reid and those boys, they ain't shooting like that. And the main reason they ain't shooting like that is because Oklahoma City is all over them.
Right.
They're all over them. And Shea, the thing about him is, like, again, he's surgical. This dude gets to his spots. He plays through contract, but they keep allowing him or letting him play through contact with these damn bullcrap fouls.
It's definitely been a tough whistle for Minnesota in the first two games.
15, he had 14 last game, 15 this game.
Yeah.
He plays through contact, but they're like, okay. Like, Was it Nas? Yeah, he got frustrated with him.
Yeah.
Because you're watching.
Well, Jaden pushed him down.
Yeah, he had his arm hooked.
Yeah,
he did. He had his arm hooked.
He hooked him. He looked at the ref. The ref didn't call anything. And then he hooked him again. Yeah. So Jaden pushed him pushed down, which I kind of love. Like, I like that Ant-Man threw the ball at him in game one. I like that Jaden pushed him down in game two, like showing a little bit of frustration and fight.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's going to be officiated like that, I don't know how. It's hard to stop him anyway. He's the MVP.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna call it like that, like there's nothing you can do.
Surgical.
But that's what it is. For Minnesota's got to be more physical.
Yes.
Like they
impose their will.
They're a very physical basketball team. When they set their mind to it, but they haven't been allowed to be in the first two games.
Don't get Rudy ass up out of there too.
Well, but like,
but then we said that Rudy against with the Lakers that Rudy had 27-23.
But you have to find a way to use Rudy to your advantage a little bit.
They got two bigs.
Yeah, one big. Chet's tall. I mean, they got one big and a tall, skinny guy. Yeah. All right. We'll come back. Smoke and Joe Patrick's already in studio. He's been sitting here for 10 minutes, like waiting. Not kidding. He sat down 10 minutes ago and is ready. So we'll take a break, come back, and find out what he's so excited about. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
B.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Friday. It's muscle memory to call it Happy Hour Friday, but
yeah, man.
We buried that thing.
Well, yeah, man.
It was Funk Friday now.
Hell of a run.
It was a good run.
It was a hell of a run for a Happy Hour Friday. But yeah, and again, I was vibing, doing Happy Hour at home. Mm-hmm. Like, let's funk this thing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Funky.
Let's do it. So that's what Fridays are going to be now. We'll get to an NFL no huddle coming up in about 20 minutes from right now to kick off the noon hour. A bunch of different audio and headlines from the National Football League. Back into some NBA playoff conversation. Just got to touch on it a little bit in what's trending after last night's game. Timberwolves are in trouble. Knicks Pacers game two tonight. And then Randy saw the same thing that I saw. It was an interesting tweet about how the starting fives came together for the four teams that remain. And then some of the roster construction as well, just because they're kind of all different, but there is one glaring similarity to me. So we'll get to that. And then Sports Jeopardy coming up in an hour from now. But before we do any of that, let's welcome in. Well, he's already been here for like 20 minutes, but let's welcome onto the air Smoke and Joe Patrick.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, in a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Yeah, I hope you didn't mind that.
No.
Was it awkward for you guys, for me to just be sitting here?
Totally fine.
While you guys were talking? Okay.
Hell yeah, it was awkward. Because you weren't saying nothing.
I was wondering like if you had forgotten something in here and you were just coming to get it.
I was like,
but then you were just there.
Get the damn con. Get the con.
You guys just have the TVs going on in there.
Get the convo.
Yeah. I'm sure Joe has something to say about the return of Ronald Acuna.
Yeah.
I mean, you covered the Braves when you know when they won the World Series and all that. So
what do you he wasn't on the team.
No, that's true.
So what do you have to say about him? What's your thoughts on him? They ain't going on with the Falcons.
I mean, well,
really
I'm kind of
to
like
say about the Falcons.
I don't mean, I mean, honestly, we joke about like it's stretching content season in the NFL until we get to training camp here. I hope I'm not a downer here. I'm obviously really excited for Ronald, but I go back to you know that first time when he came back from that injury, and I'm just keeping my expectations very low. Having said that, I hope he dazzles everybody and hits a massive home run tonight.
I mean,
that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all. That was really exciting because he's a lot of my favorite. He's the best player on the team, one of the best players in baseball. But you're absolutely correct. That's what we talked about last segment. Like, but Taper, I always say me.
Yeah.
I don't want to have that out there like, oh, y'all got to feel this way. I'm talking about me. I'm going to keep my expectations to the previous part because I've seen it and I've come back from this injury.
It doesn't feel like people are. It feels like people are like, all right, okay, when these guys come back, then this team will be whole and that'll be that. Maybe. I hope so. Like, I hope that it provides both the spark and the production that it could.
Right.
But yeah, it might be a couple months of him working his way back into big league form, too. And you already saw it with Strider. Strider's made two starts and hasn't looked great in either of them.
Yeah.
So.
But he will come around, and ultimately, like, that lengthening of the lineup is going to be huge for this Braves team.
Yeah, no doubt. And the other thing about it, too, is there's 110 games left. So as much as you'd like him to go out there and hit two home runs tonight and look like MVP Ronald Acuna, if he doesn't, he's got time to kind of build towards it. And just so long as he and everybody else is firing on all cylinders in October, that's really all you need.
Yep.
That's what sucks about baseball, like the day-to-day sports radio conversation of
totally.
Is like you can always just lean back on, well, as long as they're all doing their best by the end of the season, there's a lot of games. It's a long season. It's like you can't really have these day-in, day-out hot takes.
And that's why it was funny when
like
they got off, when they got off to the 0-7 start. You know, I would like honestly, like I was freaking out kind of because I just wanted to freak out about how, you know, the results weren't going their way. But you all like everyone knows it's such a long season and that they were playing two of the best teams in the league at that point, and they're probably going to come back around. And it's never been easier to make the playoffs in baseball than it is now.
Everybody makes the playoffs. The Braves made the playoffs last year.
Yes.
They were
raggedy as they were.
As terrible as that season was where everybody got hurt. They still made the playoffs last year. So, yeah, they'll probably make the playoffs. Just hopefully everybody's playing great when they get there and Ronald Acuna will be back tonight. All right, so there's been a bunch of stuff going on at Flowery Branch. Like, they're what is it, OTAs?
There's been some things.
Mini camp?
Yeah. So they had mini camp, and now they're doing these, like, workouts, basically, and official OTAs, I believe, or at least the first OTAs that media will be available to go to start next week. But the players have been out there. You've seen it on social media. They've been putting out the clips of Michael Penix throwing the deep balls.
Slow motion clip.
It's great.
Nine to five.
Yes.
When Penix goes at the London.
And so I've learned that Bengals fans are very upset about this 9-to-5 thing because they think they invented it with Joe Burrow to T. Higgins, I guess is what it is.
Okay.
So they've already kind of coined this
term. I think
term.
Dolly Parton
but it's,
invented it.
Exactly.
If anybody had a gripe with
there's
him,
one person. Yeah, there's or, one person who's allowed to be upset about this.
Or as my daughter Lily calls it, cooking in the kitchen with Jolene. That's what she calls the song 9-to-5. Because Jolene is a Dolly Parton song, and then in the song she talks about being in the kitchen, cooking in the kitchen with Jolene is what she calls 9-to-5.
But anyway, they did make a coaches available to us. They made them available to us, I believe, a couple weeks ago, and then we got to talk to them again this time. And so it was good. I basically hung out mostly with Zach Robinson and Jeff Olbrich, just kind of hearing what they had to say about these guys. And it's pretty interesting stuff. Got any questions for me?
Yeah, I got a question because the rumor mill, I saw it the other day. What do you believe? If you had to put a percentage on this Jalen Ramsey thing to the Falcons, where would you put it at?
I was actually pretty high on this percentage before day two of the draft or whatever it was, when they got Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman in particular.
Right.
Because I always felt like, and maybe I'm crazy for thinking this, but I always felt that if they were to get Jalen Ramsey, it would actually be for him to play in either like a nickel role or a safety role, mm-hmm. not the corner role opposite AJ. I think the Falcons, they really like Mike Hughes in that role, especially for the value, obviously, just what they have to spend to get a player like him. But they really like the physicality that Mike Hughes brings just in run support, the way he tackles, even though he's not always wrapping up when he tackles, but he does like kind of really bring an attitude with him. And so I'm lower on it now on Jalen Ramsey coming than I was, but it seems like there is some rumors starting to pick up, and I don't think it's totally out of the question. I think the Falcons can financially make it work if they really want to do it.
Okay.
And the report obviously was that the teams that are showing interest in him are the Rams and the Falcons. So
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I mean, makes this sense. is a two-team race.
The difficulty here for the Falcons, I think, is the fact that they would have to acquire him most likely via a trade. I don't foresee them cutting Jalen Ramsey. And so, you know, the Falcons have already traded some picks to move up in this draft to get James Pierce Jr. and even to get Xavier Watts. And so you don't really kind of have a lot of capital left in that respect to work with. So that's the one part to me that actually makes it a little bit more tricky. It's not actually fitting him on the salary cap. I think that the Falcons could make that work relatively easily.
When you're sitting around talking with the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons during these days up there, and I know he's talking about Penix being in year two of the offense and how much quicker some of that stuff is going to come and all of that. What are some of the highlights that you're hearing from him?
The highlights that I heard was about golf, actually.
Oh.
You want to hear this?
How's his golf game?
So, Zach's was good, but what I asked him about was about the players' golf.
Okay.
I hear them more and more talk about playing golf. And Penix, for example, this time last year, he would have said, you know, I fish. That's my hobby. And now it seems to be more of I golf, and I was asking Zach about it, and he said there's like 20, 25 players in a group text that, you know, the bat signal goes out, you know, I'm looking for a foursome, and it's like, you know, who responds to the text, and then those guys will go out and play some golf. So I think that that's actually great, kind of gives representation about the kind of bond that these guys have.
Why is Nizel not signed?
It's a great question. From what I've heard, it's basically about shenanigans with the agent. You know, Drew Rosenhaus is who he's represented by.
Drew represents Nizel?
Yep. Oh. So, you know, he is under tender with the Falcons. He can't play anywhere else. So it's a really weird situation. And maybe one of the reasons why the agent is kind of maybe wanting to make this difficult is because, you know, his client's going to be a starter for an NFL team, is lined up to be a starter, probably not getting paid a whole lot, maybe wants to get his client some reassurances basically in the form of more money or maybe a longer contract guarantee money down the way. So maybe those are the types of things why he's holding out. But I make no mistake, he's actually been there. He's literally been filmed there with the team at camp. And the players can actually sign paperwork with the league when they're under tender in this situation. They can sign paperwork with the league that allows them to participate before they're technically on the roster.
I know Marquise came out a couple days ago, said the kicking is going to be a competition.
Yep. Yeah, he did. He came out and said that. They obviously signed this guy, Lenny Craig, who's a German national, I believe, to a multi-year contract, which was interesting. But I think it's actually a really smart move by the Falcons and what they've done. So what they're doing here is the NFL has created this slot on basically the practice squad / roster called the International Player Pathway or something like that. You basically have one slot for an international player on your roster. And so they're just going to use theirs as their kicker or a kicker. And maybe it's the kicker who becomes the kicker for them this year if he wins the job. But if not, if Koo wins it, you know, he can just hang out on that roster spot and, you know, maybe be the next year or the following year. Because Koo's actually on a decent amount of money. And so there is the potential that, you know, if he doesn't win the job this year, potentially he could get cut, even if he has a good year. We'll see what happens. I don't want to project too much. But kind of, I think, a smart move by the Falcons to utilize that IPP slot for, you know, a player that could actually provide value for them down the line. Because I think for a lot of teams, they don't.
They have a game in Germany.
That's true. Yeah, there you go.
He's from Berlin.
Homecoming, baby.
What is the talk with Koo? I mean, obviously last year was incredibly frustrating. There were games that very much could have been won had he been his normal self. Mm-hmm. And then we find out late in the year that he's also injured. Like, he doesn't even play the final handful of games of the year. Are they chalking it up to that? Or is there more to it than he was just hurt and that's what happened?
So it was interesting. We talked to Marquise Williams, the special teams coordinator, this week as well. And, you know, I thought he would revert immediately to he was hurt. Guys, like, you know, he was hurt. He was trying to fight through it. It was causing him some issues. I don't recall him ever mentioning the injury, which is interesting because that's what I would have said. I think it's totally reasonable. But what Marquise was saying was that actually, basically, and I don't, maybe he's trying to build Ku's confidence. I don't know, but he's basically making the argument that it wasn't as bad as it looks. He said, you know, he missed basically seven kicks, even though he technically missed nine. Two of them were blocked. Mm-hmm. So that's what Marquise is saying. You know, two of those were blocked, so you know, he missed seven. And I think that was only maybe two that he missed the year prior, something like that.
Isn't seven a lot? And he
to
missed
me,
like
feels, to me, that feels like a lot. To me,
and he missed a quarter of the season.
I think one of the reasons why it feels like a lot. I mean, I think it is a lot, but you know, and I don't think anybody's arguing that he was actually good or anything like that. I think they're just arguing that maybe he wasn't as bad as people think. But I think one of the reasons why it feels even worse is I was actually keeping track of this. Teams were not missing at against the Falcons in general last season.
No kidding. They did especially not, long ones.
There was not a field goal missed against the Falcons last year, I believe, until like week 10 or 11. They were, yeah, absolutely perfect from 50 yards and beyond until that point, including like that Steelers game they lost week one.
Yeah.
Chris Boswell's making multiple 50-yard field goals. And that's right. And that's what I think Falcons fans want to see from their own kicker, because if you make some, if the Falcons make some 50-yard field goals last year, they have a couple more wins probably.
Yeah, they would have beat Washington not even in overtime, right? Yep. I don't remember.
That was a 56-yarder right at the end of regulation,
And the guy just can't do it, right? Like, you have a kicker who literally can't kick the ball 56 yards.
But the problem is, if you can't do it, don't give
us
the illusion that it's going in.
Right?
From
ask
the camera angle.
Oh,
he hit it perfect.
Because you look at it, that's good.
Shank that thing. Don't give us false hope.
Hit it to one.
He legged it. Didn't even make it to the end zone. What was the guy's name? I forget his name.
Riley Patterson.
That's right. At least he hit it straight, I guess.
Bless his heart. We were doing a little list. It was talking about the best college football games. And I was like, we asked Joe, what was your favorite Ohio State game of the last 25 years?
Ohio State versus Miami, National Championship 2002.
That was on the list.
Yeah, the one they cheated.
Oh.
Yeah.
No way. No
dude.
Way.
Pass interference.
That was not no damn pass.
That was a makeup call for something that happened.
Everybody ran on the damn field and everything. And I was like, you see a flag.
My least favorite was that Ohio State Georgia game here just a couple of years ago. That was a heartbreak.
Yeah, I could see that probably being your least favorite one. Speaking of field goals missing. Not the most recent Ohio State National Championship game. Like, I realized that
it was good, but that game
was more dramatic.
That game against Miami, I mean, that Miami team.
You were about
to
fire your guy. Joe was literally on the air advocating to fire the head coach.
That was
and then they won. Then they won four straight, won the national championship, and Joe doesn't even care about it. Like, we got to go 24 years in the past to talk about your favorite game. All right.
It was all right. It was all right. But that Miami, the quality of that Miami team that they beat. I mean, I expected Ohio State to beat Notre Dame in this national championship the way they were playing. That Miami team was full of, NFL
great.
Hall of Famers.
They were great. Now, they weren't the team before that year, Miami.
That's true.
That year before Miami was good.
They were freaking great.
Andre Johnson, Sean Taylor, Jonathan Vilma, Kellen Winslow.
The play of the game was the Claret strip on SD.
Yeah, that's right.
Sean Taylor had the ball, and then Claret went and got it back.
Intro roll.
On the sideline. Yeah. What a crazy football game.
It was, oh my goodness. That year, Willis got hurt that year, right?
Will Allen took out his knee.
Yeah, God, that was so gross. And
that was one of the worst ones I've seen ever.
They kept showing it.
His knee hyperextended in his knee, and he's gonna be out for the year.
Stop showing it.
So, Joe, you got a Friday? What you doing this weekend?
I'm playing golf tomorrow. On a little dog track course where you bring out the cooler and the JBL speaker.
Classic.
And then I got Atlanta United on Sunday.
Hold on, say what now?
You know, a dog track, just like a kind of a crappy course, but you bring out the cooler and the JBL speaker.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe a cigar or something. It's that kind of course.
Why has nobody told me about this course?
What course?
That he's going to.
It's just a crap course.
I don't give a damn about the course. I can go to the best courses in the world.
Randy's ears perked at the cooler and the speaker.
Cooler and cigar.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to play a mediocre golf course, let Joe plan your outing.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy for it, Randy.
Okay, let me go with you. This guy, he went to the Masters now. So.
Only the finest courses for golf. Well, I went to Augusta, and then I also won the Smyrna City Golf Championship.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So only the finest.
Yeah.
Only the finest of courses for Andrew Barker over here.
I got
Should I call you Andrew? When we refer to golf?
If I can call you Randrew.
Well, my name ain't that, though.
All right.
Your mama told everybody what your name is.
You call me what you want as long as you call me champ. You know what I mean?
Steven.
I haven't polished it yet, but it's new. It's probably time to.
Good idea.
All right, Joe, thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.
We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.